Hello, and welcome to Pokemon Podcast. I am your host, Ethan Armstrong, and with me today is the co-host...
Charizard Gamer here.
And today we are going to be talking about the great future of Pokemon Go. Logan, would you like to start us off?
Yes. This year for Pokemon Go is going to be feeling really bright today. This year, for any viewers out there. Anyway, this year, we're supposed to be getting the rest of Generation 2, or might possibly, later on Generation 2, we will be getting Generation 3. Anyway, guys, also, we're supposed to be getting some Generation 2 this month, or maybe next month, basically for what Niantic does. You know how Niantic always sometimes delays a big update, but no. Okay, so anyway, we're also supposed to be getting some breeding from Pokemon, and, breeding and also trading. So what do you think of this, Ethan Armstrong?
Pretty cool, but, something else I've heard from you, is that they're gonna take away Gen 1 Pokemon and Pokemon Go, and they're gonna replace them all with Gen 2, but that's not permanent, it'll just be temporary.
Yeah, until they figure out how,
to not make the service crash with so many and all that.
So, if any viewers out there played Pokemon Go when it first came out, the servers were so crazy, sometimes you won't even get on the server because there's so many people on there. And if people spawn Generation 1, Generation 2, and people will be so many, you know how people there, when Generation 2 comes out, everybody's gonna be on that server, plus the last Generation 1 Pokemon, it's going to be too much for the server.
Yeah, so they're going to have to shut down Gen 1 temporarily until they find out how to do it.
But don't panic, guys. It's temporarily.
Yeah.
Don't panic. It will save your data, and plus, you'll still have your partner Pokemon and all its candy with it.
And while Gen 1 is gone, there will be Gen 2 Pokemon for you to catch.
Yeah, and plus, any Pokemon that has another evolution, it will spawn that Pokemon from Gen 1, so you can evolve that Pokemon to the new Pokemon in Gen 2. Like, you have a Horsea, but you're saying, oh yeah, he's from Gen 1. So anyway, it will spawn that horse because they know he evolves into Seadra, Seadra evolves into Kingdra. So yeah, and Kingdra is the new Generation 2 Pokemon. So you get what I'm saying, Ethan?
So there's some evolutions that are
in Gen 2.
There's, if I remember correctly, there's 7 generations.
Yep, 7 generations. I bet it's gonna take a really long time for us to get all of them.
Yeah. Well,
But apparently, the only Generation 2 Pokemon that are in this in the last update that we got last month, which is in December, it was like the second week. Yeah, it was the second week of December. Was the baby Pokemon, which include Pichu, Togepi, Elekid, Tyrogue. I don't know if anybody got a Tyrogue, but he's apparently a baby Pokemon. So any of you can just tell us if you got a Tyrogue. If you guys had a Tyrogue or something, because I think he's a baby Pokemon. If not, please, because we don't want to mess up. Anyway, and continuing on, we also got Elekid. I think I said Elekid.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I said, all right. Igglybuff, the pre-evolution of Jigglypuff, Cleffa and Magby and Smoochum.
Before we continue, Logan, I just want to say, did anyone notice the new music? If so, that's a new music we're trying out. We may keep it. We may not. Just tell us what you think. This one is Super Smash Bros. Melee Pokemon main theme, which is from Pokemon Red and Blue.
It's really good music. I would like to keep it for a while.
And if you've watched Indigo League, it's pretty much the same music that is in Indigo League, or at least at one point.
Yeah. So anyway, the current baby Pokemon I got from this update are only Pichu and Igglybuff. And if you ever get a baby Pokemon, it will take 25. It'll take 12 candies to evolve into the Gen 1 Pokemon you usually hatch on the eggs. So, if you know how you can hatch Pikachu from a 5k egg, or I think a 2k egg, or actually, 5k egg, it won't happen anymore because Pichu is the pre-evolution, so it takes all of the baby Pokemon will take over their place so you can hatch them and evolve into the. So you won't get Magmar anymore, instead you get Magby, you won't get Jinx anymore, you'll get Smoochum.
Interesting. Well, also in Pokemon Go, well, I don't really have much to talk about in Pokemon Go, but I can say, I'm level 14.
And I'm a level 24, but almost 25. Anyway, enough about the baby Pokemon in Gen 2. We will be talking about trading and battling friends. Trading is another way to get a new Pokemon in your Pokedex. Simply just select the Pokemon. Well, this is a theory, guys, because we know that trading is coming out, but this is how we think it works. So you pick a Pokemon. Somebody else picks a Pokemon. They connect to each other. Then they trade it with each other. Mm-hmm. So that's how we think it goes. And battling friends, we don't have this much information about it, but the last information we got about it was in, November, when it was about to turn December, and some part of December, we got information about it, but we know that's coming soon, because it's real. I'm really hyped about battling friends, actually. Mm.
What do you have to say
about this, Ethan?
Especially trading. Trading would be awesome. I've heard that, I've heard that Pokemon Go is essentially a paper toss game with, people's childhood, memories in it.
Yeah.
And the person that said that didn't really like it,
To me, I think Pokemon Go is not actually part of the storyline, actually.
It's just like Pokemon on Earth.
It's just Pokemon on Earth, and you're trying to catch them across the globe. Anyway, guys, if you probably wondered, if you don't even know it, for Pokemon Go beginners, you cannot catch Farfetch, Mr. Mime, or Tauros, or Kangaskhan for circumstances. So you're probably asking why. For such, Farfetch can only be found in China. Kangaskhan can only be found in Australia. Mr. Mime can only be found in Asia. And Tauros can be found in North America, which I experienced lots of them. But don't be your frowny faces does all that. You can actually hatch them in eggs. I believe you can get Farfetch and Kangaskhan and Mr. Mime. I think Mr. Mime's a 10k egg. You can get those from the eggs from anywhere.
I've caught lots of Tauros.
Yeah, I have thousands of candy. Yeah. Tauros is really strong for region-exclusive Pokemon.
At one time, he was my strongest Pokemon.
Yeah, mine's like 145. Like, no, not 145. Like, I meant like 1,435.
Now my highest is in the CP 1,100s.
And what is that Pokemon, Ethan?
Flareon.
Yeah, my strongest Pokemon is a Rhydon, and it's 2,204.
I'm just going to give you guys that are listening some tips about how to evolve Eevee into what you want. So there are some Easter egg names that let you, if you want Vaporeon, you can type in a name and it'll be Vaporeon. If you want Flareon, it'll be Flareon. But these only work once on each Pokemon. So if you want Jolteon, rename it to Sparky.
Yeah.
And then evolve it, and then you can change its name to Jolteon if you want. And then for Flareon, name it Pyro, and then evolve it, then you can name it back. Pyro.
Yes. Yeah, I was about to mention it then, but then you mentioned it.
Do you know the Vaporeon one?
Okay. So, anyway, guys, there's one thing we need to talk about. And that is about... Wait, what did I say again?
Cheese.
No, you didn't say that. I did not say that. Alright, Ethan Armstrong, why are you obsessed with cheese?
Because I am.
That's a mystery to the world. No one will ever know.
Not even I know.
Wow. No,
no.
Alright, so now we're gonna remember. The last thing we need to talk about is... Oh yeah, breeding. Basically, you can breed two Pokemon together or the same, and it will actually hatch that same Pokemon that you'll breed. Like, say, like, I do a Charmeleon and a Charizard, which you can actually do, and you breed them together, and then you get a Charmander egg.
What do you breed together?
Like, if you breed the same Pokemon together, you'll get, like, that Pokemon egg. Like, if you breed two Charmanders or the evolutions together, it'll, like, from the same evolution, you'll get a Charmander egg.
So the future of Pokemon is exciting, of Pokemon Go.
Yeah, and it'll give you extra candy each time.
Nice. We could all use that.
Yeah. Yep, I'll use that, like, repeatedly, because I almost have enough for Charizard. And Charizard, my favorite Pokemon! I have, like, now I have 65 candy.
Nice.
And, well, and my buddy's Charmeleon, so yeah.
Well, that's it for today, on Pokemon Podcast. If you wanna see some... Well, I have a Pokemon Go Instagram account. It is Pokemon Go Player 11.
Yes. But anyway, guys, please like this podcast, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.